The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُوهُ بِلِيهِ اِسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There is no doubt that it's due to His kindness and generosity that He provides for us opportunities like these where we gather in remembrance and in glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We have been discussing the explanation or the tafsir of the dua that we recite in this great month. Ya Aliyu, Ya Azim, Ya Ghafuru, Ya Rahim. And this week we get to the verse where we say, Alladhi laysa kamithlihi shay'un wa huwa sami'ul basir. This verse, it says that there is nothing like him. He whom there is nothing like. Laysa kamithlihi shay. At the same time, he is sami'ul basir. He is all hearing and all seeing. This verse piggybacks off the previous verse that we commented on last week, Antar Rabbul Azim. And when we talked about this verse, Antar Rabbul Azim, we said it means two things. When I say Antar Rabbul Azim, the first thing it means is that I am praising and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, it is a celebration of the rububiyyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, I am proud and I say Antar Rabbul Azim. I am sure there is no other Rabb besides you, O Allah. At the same time, when I say Antar Rabbul Azim, it is a testimony from me. It is a shahada from me. I am bearing witness that I am explicitly saying Antar Rabbul Azim, while implicitly I am saying Anal Abdul Zalil. Yeah? I am understanding my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when I make this statement Antar Rabbul Azim. This next statement or this next verse, Alladhi laysa kamithlihi shay wa huwa sami'ul basir, in fact continues with that testimony of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It continues to bear witness that there is no other Rabb like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I make this statement in particular, when I say Alladhi laysa kamithlihi shay, this phrase denotes two things in particular. Two things should be in my heart, or two things should be in my mind when I say it. The first is that it negates any attribution of lordship to Allah other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? Let me say that again. It negates any attributed Lord to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many people who have attributed Lords next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani they put partners next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when I say, Ya Rabbi, laysa kamithlika shay, laysa kamithlika shay, there is nothing like you, O Allah. In this verse, the way we say it, we are negating any of such partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and saying that this is not true. And therefore, it adds on to the concept of Tawheed, the oneness, the wahdaniyatu fi rububiyatihi. Yeah? That the oneness in his rububiyah is established when I say, laysa kamithlihi shay. The second point that it brings about is that when I said Antar Rabbul Azim, and now I am saying laysa kamithlihi shay, not only am I denying lordship or other lords, what I am saying is, Ya Allah, I cannot even conceive or imagine another lord besides you. Yeah? Laysa kamithlihi shay. It's very profound. This statement is very beautiful. Yeah? That, you know, when I, for example, give the label of greatness to human beings, we do that sometimes, right? Great cook, great fighter, great basketball player. We give these attributes. And then you'll get into a debate. So for example, we'll say Michael Jordan's the greatest basketball player. And then someone will say, no, what about LeBron? No, no, what about Kobe? You see, we are imagining others in that realm of greatness with that greatness. But when I say, Laysa kamithlihi shay, what I am saying, Ya Allah, not only do I testify that there is nothing like you, but I testify that I can't even imagine someone like you. Yeah? Yani, there is nothing like you, Ya Allah. Subhanallah, yeah? It is a very profound statement if you think about it from that particular angle. And it comes into, it is emphasized or beautified by a tradition from our sixth Imam, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, where he asked a person by the name of Jumay bin Umair. He asks him, Ayyu shay'in Allahu Akbar? Yeah? He says, when you say Allahu Akbar, what is Allah greater than? Yeah? Because Allahu Akbar literally means Allah is greater, isn't it? Yeah? So he asks this person, now the Imam is asking, yeah? So you should be nervous right away, right? The Imam asks him, yeah, what is Allah greater than? To which he replies, Allahu Akbar min kulli shay. That Allah is greater than everything. Yeah, then everything. The Imam alayhi salam replies him and he says, وَكَانَ ثَمَّ شَيْءٌ فَيَكُونُ أَكْبَر مِنْهُ. Yeah, he says, was there anything around before for him to be greater than? Yeah, yani when you say he is greater than everything, you are supposing there was something there before, then he came and became greater than that. You see the fallacy in that thinking? So he says, Ya Imam, you teach me, you guide me. What is Allah Akbar then? He says, Akbar min an Yusuf. Yeah, that he is greater than to be even described by anyone. Yeah, there is no description. Yani what? Laysa kamithlihi shay. Yeah, there is nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what I am verifying. Now at the same time, I say, Laysa kamithlika shay, Ya Rab, but at the same time, you are Sami'ul Basir. Yeah? Yani there is nothing like you, but at the same time, you hear and you see everything. Now, I'm going to just talk about this from an Arabic grammatical perspective. It's very beautiful if we can understand that. The word As-Sami' and Al-Basir have an Alif Lam that comes before it. It's not just Sami'un, it's As-Sami', right? This Alif Lam is a definite article. Yeah, it makes something indefinite into something definite. Now, Arabic grammar tells us that when you put an Alif Lam, a definite article, which is if you attach it to a predicate. Now, you know what a predicate is? In Arabic grammar, or in grammar, a predicate is something which describes the subject. Okay? Anything which describes the subject is the predicate. So, in this statement, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ, who's the subject? Allah, huwa. Huwa is the subject, right? So when you attach an alif lam on a predicate, yeah, that is attached to a subject, what that means is that that predicate is reserved strictly for that subject. Yeah, that means no one else can be Sami'. No one else can be Basir. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who truly hears and truly sees everything. Yeah, and therefore his attribution to this name is that out of his kamal and jamal, he allows us to see, he allows us to hear, but all hearing and all seeing belongs to him in that infinite level. What we are told in traditions is that the more one works to purifying themselves, the more works one works to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in turn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to share his attributes with those people. Yeah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. He describes Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam and he says about him, Ya Ali, anta siratullahil mustaqim wa aynullahin nazira wa udhnuhu samia wa lisanuhu natika fi khalqihi. Yeah? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. He says, O Ali, not only are you Sirat al-Mustaqim, yeah, but O Ali, you are the eyes with which God sees, you are the ears with which He hears, and the tongues with which He speaks. Why? Because when you sacrifice yourself, God shares with you everything. And inshallah, in this month while we are reciting this, we pray to Him that He allows us to become Sami' and Basir so that we can have His attributes as well. Wa akhiru da'wan an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
We welcome you, month we all adore. We pray for happiness and more. To all the people, open up your door. Peace, love and joy. Let them soar, let them soar. Ramadan, Ramadan. Welcome, holy month, Ramadan. Welcome, Ramadan.